Hello, and welcome once again to the Folk Chef's Kitchen. I'm Tom MacArthur. I'm sipping on a Red Racer India Session Ale. And I'm getting ready to play some great folk music for the next hour, and I hope you can join me. And this week, we'll start off with what is probably the best known of Townes Van Zandt's songs. This is Poncho and Lefty.
Living on the road, my friend, what's gonna keep you free and clean? Now you wear your skin like iron and your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye, sank into your dreams. Well, Poncho was a bandit, boys. His horse was fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. But Poncho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. And nobody heard his dying words. Oh, but that's the way it goes. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. And Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust that Poncho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Poncho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. Oh, there ain't nobody knows. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Well, the poets tell how Poncho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold, so the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty, too. He just did what he had to do. And now he's growing old. A few gray federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose. A few great federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm telling lies. below. There are people at the top, they are hidden far from view. They're not gonna show their faces to the likes of me and you. You never see them out on the street, but you'll always see the things that they do.
Adios,
I'll meet you in paradise. Run my hands through your hair at the break of sunrise. Adios, Maria, I'll meet you in paradise. If the good Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
No, that wasn't a lost Everly Brothers recording. It was from a new Minnesota-based brother duo called the Cactus Blossoms, and a song called Adios Maria. And before that was a sister-based band from Australia called The Waifs and Lies. And Towns Van Zandt got us started off this week with Poncho and Lefty. Well, next up on Folk Chef's Kitchen, we travel to the Bay Area of California and Tom Rhodes. This is from his With or Without album, and the song's called Heartland.
Well, the cornrows hide the earth below, and she moves through the field to reap what's sown. But the sun and sky have done their worst, and them golden ears have died of thirst. Now there's cracks in the ground a half inch wide, and the leaves laid down brown and dry. And that silage corn very best, and its lady fanned is fond to rest. That's why we need some rain out here. We need to soak this heartland. Yeah, we need some rain out here. We need to soak this heartland. Farming used to be a way for a man to live, without drinking his life from the government's tip. Oh, but all that changed when the businessmen came, when they bought the land and sold it back again. And now it don't much matter what you grow, you're gonna get what the paying, not what you owe. Oh, and life ain't worth a can of piss to a Wall Street man and his interest. That's why we need some rain out here. We need to soak this heartland. We need some rain out here. Need to soak this heartland. So let it rain on the land of mine. Let it rain till the river runs high. Let it melt our hearts of gold. Let it melt his dreams of gold. so days all light. Yeah, we need some rain out here. Need to soak days all
shown it, and she took him off the street, and she dried his tears of grieving. She listened to his visions, She believed in his believing. Ah, he was the sun, burning bright and brittle, and she was the moon, shining back his light a little. He was a shooting star. She was softer and more slowly. He could not make things possible, but she could make them holy. Holy. He was dancing to some music no one else had ever heard. He'd speak in unknown languages. She would translate every word. And then when the world was laughing at his castles in the sky, she'd hold him in her body till he once again could fly. Ah, he was the sun, burning bright and brittle, and she was the moon, shining back his light a little. He was a shooting star. She was softer and more slowly. He could not make things possible, but she could make them holy. Holy. But she gave him a daughter, and she gave him a son. She was a mother and a wife and a lover. When the day was done, he was too far gone for giving love. What he offered in its stead was the knowledge she was the only thing that was not in his head. He took off east one morning towards the rising sun's red glow. She knew he was going nowhere, but of course she let him go. And as she stood and watched him dwindle, much too empty to be sad, he reappeared beside her, saying, "You're all I've ever had." Oh, he was the sun, burning bright and brittle, and she was the moon, shining back his light a little. He was a shooting star. She was softer and more slowly. He could not make things possible, but she could make them holy. Holy.
A regular dose of Harry Chapin there with Shooting Star. Before that was a track from Maria Dunn's new album, Gathering. Maria's from Edmonton and has long written about issues and people close to her heart, be it the plight of immigrants or the working poor or the struggles women have faced over the centuries. That song was called When I Was Young, and is based on the memories of Alberta's first elected female First Nations chief. And Tom Rhodes kicked off that set with Heartland. Well, I felt it was time to play some Woody Guthrie again, and June suggested his version of Stagger Lee. Well, she is my executive producer, after all, so I'm taking her up on the suggestion.
Stagger Lee was a bad man, everybody knows. Spent $100 for just one suit of clothes. He was a bad man, that mean old Stagger Lee. Stagger Lee loaded cotton, weighed 500 pounds, carried along in a Gatling gun and drug him to the ground. He was a bad man, that mean old Stagger Lee. It was in a hustling bee joint for the Mississippi run. Stagger Lee killed Billy DeLines with a smoking 41. He was a bad man, that mean old Stagger Lee. The high sheriff asked the deputy, "How can it be? You can rest everybody but the mean old Stagger Lee. He's a bad man, that mean old Stagger Lee." And the deputy told the new sheriff, double up my fee, and I'll go get that outlaw by the name of Stacker Lee, cause he's a bad man. That mean old Stacker Lee. Gentlemen of the jury, what do you think about that? Stacker Lee killed Billy DeLines about a $5 Stetson hat. He was a bad man. That mean old Stacker Lee. Billy was in the card house and kneeling on the floor. Stacker Lee pulled the trigger of his red hot 44. He was a bad man. That mean old Stacker Lee. Billy said to Stacker Lee, please don't take him alive. I've got three little babes and a darling loving wife. You're a bad man. Your name is Stacker Lee. Why do I care about you two little babes, your darling loving wife? You done stole my brand new hat and I'm bound to take your life, cause you're a bad man. And my name is Stacker Lee. Billy died in the sawdust with his head upon the rail. The deputy took old Stacker Lee and he marched him off to jail. He was a bad man, that mean old Stacker Lee. The judge said, Mr. Stacker Lee, I'm gonna hang your body up and set your spirit free, cause you're a bad man. Your name is Stacker Lee. Stacker Lee on his gallows, his head way up high. 12 o'clock we killed him, was all glad to see him die. He was a bad man, that mean old Stacker Lee. He was a bad man, that mean old Stacker Lee.
Thank you. pushed out, and we reflected upon the ground. Common ground we walked upon, with common feelings for common things. Yes, it is a cruel world, but there is solace amongst the sin. Peace to you for now, we will share again. We will share again. We will share again. We will share again. Oh my, my friend. We will share again. See.
Can't be so. Lock 'em up, throw away the key, boys. The Joneses, they're
Stagger Lee by Woody Guthrie, followed by Australian songwriter and one-man tour de force Xavier Rudd with the title track to his Solace album from 2003. And we finished that set off with Spirit of the West from one of my all-time favorite albums, Save This House, and Putting Up with the Joneses. If you haven't yet seen the documentary Spirit Unforgettable, do yourself a favor and check it out. Time for another blast from the past with the Limelighters and Heading for the Hills.
We'll sing another song that we got over long, far away, my son. He's tired, understand why I'm leaving you so sad. Like the wind, we're headed for the hills.
In 1776, men came from all of the 13 colonies to fight for General Washington. Many times, the only things they had in common were the songs they sang and the cause for which they fought. When brother died at Bunker Hill, my mother said to me, take your gun and join the men who fight for liberty. Here I sit awaiting for another British raid. I'll drink my barley whiskey and pretend I'm not afraid.
We'll sing another song when we gotta move along, far away, my Sam. He's tried to understand why I'm leaving you so sad.
Like the wind, we're headed for the hill.
No one ever told me where to call my home. When I was just a little lad, I began to roam. Then I heard the musket fire ringing loud and clear. Saw the redcoats up near Tarrytown. Well, I had to volunteer.
We'll sing another song when we gotta move along, far away, my Sam. Please try to understand why I'm leaving you so sad.
Like the wind, we're headed for the hill.
Once I had a little gal, we lived outside of town. Only had a one-room shack and it was falling down. But the land was all our own, it's where my son was born. Let's hurry up and end this war, it's time to plant my corn.
We'll sing another song when we gotta move along, far away, my son. Please try to understand why I'm leaving you so sad.
Like the wind, we're headed for the hill.
When this war is over and our cause is won, all men who seek equality will learn from what we've done. We'll send those redcoats packing to drink their bitter tea, and we will welcome all who share our longing to be free. We'll sing another song when we gotta move along, far away, my Sam.
Please try to understand why I'm leaving you so sad.
Like the wind, the wind, the wind, we're headed for the hill.
But the hills of Iowa make me wish that I could. And I've never found a way to say I love you. But if the chance came by, oh, I would. But way back where I come from, we never mean to bother. We don't like to make our passions other people's. And we walk in the world of safe people, and at night we walk into our houses and burn. Just a little bit to dance out of the lights and stray from the light. But I fear that to fall in love with you is to fall from a great and gruesome height. So you know I asked a friend about it on a bad day. Her husband had just left her. She sat down on the chair he'd left behind. She said, what is love? Where did it get me? Who ever thought of love is no friend of mine? The shoulder of your driveway and the words I've never felt. And so for you I came this far across the tracks, 10 miles above the limit and with no seatbelt. And I'd do it again. For tonight I went running through the screen doors of discretion. For I woke up from a nightmare that I could not stand to see. You were wandering out on the hills of Iowa, and you were not thinking of me. Oh, 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 I.
Thank you. pages filled through the ages with words that don't make no sense. Caught a beer in a brown paper sack, $2 away from the rent. You can't save everybody, no word, no deed, no praise. You can't save everybody, everybody don't wanna be saved.
Kieran Kane and Kevin Welsh are both very respected Americana songwriters who've teamed up with the talented instrumentalist Fats Kaplan for a couple of excellent recordings. That was the title track from one of those albums, You Can't Save Everybody. And just before that was Dar Williams and Iowa from her Mortal City album. And the Limelighters kicked it off with a song written by John Stewart called Headin' for the Hills. And that'll about do it for another edition of the Folk Chef's Kitchen. We'll end today with a song by New Brunswick singer-songwriter Brent Mason. His most recent album, All the Pretty Horses, has garnered him some very strong airplay across the country, particularly for this song, When Jesus Met Whiskey. Thanks as always to my wife and executive producer June, and to everyone out there in computer land for tuning in. Until next time, I'm Tom MacArthur, the Folk Chef, saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.
It's Good Friday night, Jesus sneaks into a bar. Nobody sees him hiding inside her guitar. She pulls up a stool, a neon light sputters on. There's hardly a soul. She starts singing her songs. Whiskey walks in, washing around in a flask. Well, how about a drink? I thought you'd never ask. He pulls up a chair and settles in for the show. He's been waiting all week, and really both of them know. If I didn't have Jesus, you didn't have whiskey, there'd be nothing between us to keep us apart. If I didn't have Jesus, have whiskey, there'd be nothing between us but love, love, love. She sings hallelujah to get to the end of the set. A lot of guys want her, but nobody's gotten there yet. Saving herself for this life and for the next. Promises made aren't like promises kept. It never takes long for him to get with a buzz. Keeps him from thinking too much about what was. But none of the others shone with her kind of light. It doesn't make sense for this thing to feel so right. If I didn't have Jesus, you whiskey. There'd be nothing between us to keep us apart. If I didn't have Jesus and you didn't have whiskey, there'd be nothing between us. So she's packing it up. She gives him a genuine kiss. He says, thanks for the tunes. I've been waiting all week just for this. You see, Jesus and whiskey, they're tighter than anyone thinks. She's good and she's gone, and he's good for one more drink. If I didn't have Jesus and you didn't have whiskey, there'd be nothing between us to keep us apart. If I didn't have Jesus and you didn't have whiskey, there'd be nothing between us.